It's divided into three chambers. There's three outcrops, chambers A, B, and C. The larger chamber A is where Hattusilus ordered the carving of a very elaborate relief program. Chamber B seems to be a funerary chamber, which has reliefs in it. Chamber C in the back is apparently where religious rites took place. It's now sealed off to the public. There's evidence of sacrificial rites and perhaps sacrifice of birds and variety of explanations. The area was never covered over. It was always left open air. And the front of this outcrop was dignified by the construction of a whole facade of steps and an elaborate monumental gateway. So you went through this gateway constructed by Hattusilus III, and you entered into these open-air chambers, and on the face of the rocks are these marvelous carvings that are 34 centuries old. And the workmanship is really quite extraordinary. In some ways, it's the triumph of imperial arts. Unfortunately, we only have small statuettes, metalwork that has survived from the Hittite Empire, seals. We don't have any of the cult statues or the monumental freestanding architecture. A student of mine who once served as my photographer when we were at Yazilikaya said that he was brought up in Germany and he would go to German museums and he always thought of the Hittites as little people because he only saw little figurines on display and wondered where the big people were as a boy. And when he got to Yazilikaya, he finally saw it in relief and he was greatly relieved that the Hittites were of normal size. But the relief sculpture, not to actual size, but probably about half actual size, is quite impressive. The prime reliefs are found in Chamber A. And what they are is a procession, or actually two processions, meeting in the middle. On the left are largely male divinities. On the right are female divinities. And in the center of the procession are the two chief divinities of the Hittite Empire, the weather god and the sun goddess of Arena. What is significant about these processions is that a number of the divinities are identified by what are called logograms. These are a kind of ideogram which could be read in any of the 12 literate empires, languages of the empire, which would identify the god, and very often the gods are being identified by their Hurrian name. Other gods are identified by attributes. It seems to be a spring marriage procession. Teshub is standing on, the weather god is standing on his divine animal, the bull. The sun goddess Arena is standing on her animal, a lion. Behind the sun goddess of Arena, who's identified with Hurrian Hepatu, is her son Sharuma, the vegetation god. And as you move from that center, you see various divinities, not all yet identified, who are assimilated to their Hurrian counterparts. Apparently what the visitor saw was the official royal version of the pantheon now upheld by the royal family, and that the symbolic marriage of sun goddess and weather god also represented the marriage of the king and the queen. In Chamber B, the reliefs were mostly carved by the sons of Hattusilus III, Tutahalis IV, and his son, Supililamas II, who's apparently the last Hittite king. There we have a smaller program of reliefs. There are apparently three burial chambers for Putahepa, Hattusilus, and Tutahalis IV. In there are two important reliefs. One shows King Tutahalis IV, the son of the man who commissioned the reliefs, Hattusilus III, being embraced by the vegetation god Sharuma. The other is an important relief that shows the king, Tutahalis IV, apparently with a sun image. The same image appears in Chamber A as well, that suggests perhaps deification. And there is an argument that apparently this sanctuary was developed to advance the worship, if not of the living king, at least the spirit after death. And it is one of the efforts of the Hittite emperors not only to dignify the pantheon, but to link themselves, to link the imperial family into the worship of these gods and elevate the kings to the level of the pharaohs of Egypt. There is some evidence that suggests that the provincial peoples of the empire, resident in Syria and in Mesopotamia, long accustomed to saluting the Egyptian pharaoh as a living god. And in Egypt, there's no question pharaoh was god. He certainly was a god from the third dynasty on, the dynasty that commenced the construction of the great pyramids, dynasties 4 and 3, that the Hittite kings were attempting to achieve that type of divine status, and as a result were rewriting the religious landscape of their empire with this purpose in mind: dignifying the gods in their Hurrian guise, rebuilding sanctuaries, putting forward these various relief programs, and at the same time linking themselves into this more dignified tradition.